And we are back, and for the first time in a long time, the Minnesota Twins are playoff bound, and I'm joined by both Petter and Skev tonight. Boys, how are we doing?
I'm doing well.
I'm doing well as well. Sorry, I didn't know who was going to jump in there. No, I'm doing well as well. Can't beat playoff baseball.
Can't beat playoff baseball. So first, this is going to be just a Twins podcast tonight in honor of the first playoff appearance in, what, 7 years?
Since 2010.
6 years? Okay, 7 years. Yeah. Wow. And a chance to have our first playoff victory since 2004.
Which, that's a really sad stat, that one right there.
Yeah, that's the one that just drives a dagger in your heart almost when you hear it. You get excited, but at the same time, it's like, wow, it's really been that long.
That's insane. Johan was our starting pitcher. So that's insane that we have a chance to do that again. So first off, let's go back to when we clinched, and that was what, Wednesday night?
Yeah, Wednesday. Yep, Wednesday. You're right.
Yep. First off, shout out to Skev for the bottle, the champagne bottle video, because that was phenomenal.
I felt so terrible after they lost. Like, the Twins lost. I was like, man, I jinxed it. I was like, I got a $6, it's like a $7 bottle of champagne. I was like, here we go. I really did it this time. And then as soon as I saw that homer go out, I was like, yep, I'll get in the shower so I don't get it everywhere. And it was go time. It was pretty exciting.
It would have been you and the Twins just like sitting there with champagne, just like, okay, well, gotta wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, seriously, put that back on ice. Yeah, I would have been so embarrassed.
And then second off, anyone who criticizes the team for backing into the playoffs can go fuck
themselves.
Oh my
gosh, to the highest degree. They're the worst people in the world. I couldn't be happier that we backed in. Why not?
What's that kid's name? Delmonico?
The one that went yard?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't think I stayed long enough to hear the guy's name. I saw the ball off the bat, and I was in the shower like before it landed.
Yeah, it was like the last guy in the league that you'd guess that would hit a walk-off bomb.
It was like Nicky Domenico, or yeah, you're on the right track there. So, the video footage coming out of the locker room when they got it was awesome.
Oh my gosh, unbelievable! I mean, all the way from the Dozier recording the Dozier interview to them pouring their champagne all over the lady journal, whatever the lady that was.
Yeah, after they for John Martin.
There we go. Oh my gosh, I was so excited. I was so happy. I stayed up to watch all that. I would have been so devastated if the Angels would have finished that.
And say what you want about the second wild card spot. You're playoff bound. Like, it's playoff baseball. It's postseason. Like, let the guys enjoy it. I hate all the people like criticizing. Well, like, oh, they're celebrating for one more game on the year.
Well, those are the old crusty baseball dudes. Like, they can go fuck themselves to the highest degree. Like,
gosh, you realize that I'm usually on that side.
You usually are, so I'm a little surprised by this.
I'm like 80 years old when it comes to the rules in baseball, Petter.
Yeah, the twins should be celebrating. They should be preparing.
No, one other thing I'd like to talk about is, how about the asshole that said that they should start relievers against us? Like, stuff like that, saying that, oh yeah, the Twins are just going to be a blow by, like you said, like, oh, they're in the second wild card. You're all assholes. Like, we're in. Like, let us live this up for a while. We lost 100 fucking games last year.
I was looking back through my old post before the season about how, like, okay, I already don't care about Twins baseball, all this and that, because they had just been so bad for so long, and then it's just like, man, what a change like 5 months can have.
Well, just think about how many questions. Go ahead.
What's that?
You can go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, last year I had a post that like the Twins were like 13-30, and I'm like, don't panic, like they'll get back into this, like it'll be fine, it'll be just like last year. And then like that should have been my outlook this year. Like, instead, like last year they lost 103 games, and then this year I was just like, oh boy, they're gonna tank. So it's just the complete opposite take that I should have had.
Petter, we had podcasts this summer, right before and during the deadline, where we're like, yeah, you have to sell. I mean, they can't keep this up. I mean, literally, a month and a half ago, I thought they couldn't do it.
Yeah, I know, and you were just pumped about football season.
Yeah.
Well, that's complete. Football's always on my mind.
But hey, I don't think the Twins made one mistake this year. Like, the moves they made, like, what has Jaime done besides beat the Twins 2 weeks ago? Like, he hasn't had that great of a second half anyway.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Just things clicked at the right time. I mean, we got our bullpen decided to not be the worst in baseball, just be like the third worst in baseball. What else? Kyle Gibson decided to actually start pitching,
which is absurd.
Sano going on the shelf might be the best thing that happened to the team.
Which is insane.
The pick of the year from Petter. I love it. Getting hot in 5 minutes.
Well, seriously, like, he goes down. Polanco has batted third in every game but two since then. Batted third. Jorge Polanco. Like,
oh, I know. I'm here for it. I think that was a great. I think you're probably. I mean,
like, I don't think Polanco, Buxton, Rosario step up like they did if Sano had batted three.
Like, my goodness.
Yeah.
Escobar's been phenomenal. I guess, yeah, you're probably right. That just sounded hot when it came out of your mouth.
No, it's insane. We got decent pitching out of Bartolo Colon, who, by the way, anyone who actually believes that he was really sick during that last outing, does anyone actually believe that?
No.
They just yanked him. Absolutely.
No.
And I'm going to be super sad, but it would be the most Twins thing ever if he pitches during this game in, like, a meaningful position.
He won't come within 100 feet.
Hard to think. That would be the most Twins thing ever. Oh, we put him on the shelf in that last game. Let's bring him in. Oh, don't even do that. I'm not even. No way. No way. No way.
No. So,
I wouldn't be surprised if Bartolo's not on the roster.
You get to
reset the roster. Game.
You get to revamp it.
It's gonna be our third.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, essentially, we can set a roster just for this game.
Oh, no, that I did not know that.
So most teams have done like three starters and 10 relievers, and then like whatever it is, 5 bench players. Or I can't do the math right now, but that's what most teams do.
The only problem is our relief pitchers that we're probably gonna have on the squad are butt cheeks.
It's true. Now, Sano coming back, he has to be on the roster for Tuesday.
Yeah, they said he's going to be back by the Detroit series, right?
Yeah, he's supposedly going to get one at bat tonight, and then DH tomorrow if he can, and Sunday, and then hopefully he'll be able to stick it out in DH on Tuesday. But I don't think he'll touch. I don't think he'll play third base for the rest of the year.
No, it's DH or nothing.
With that.
Well, I mean, we have to be the only team in the league that our DH bats like ninth.
Yeah. It rotates from like Andreanza and Grossman. There's like a name from
just guys who can't really
it's
hit.
It's like, God. That's what I was thinking the other day, because I don't know if you guys read the same thing I did, but I kept on hearing stuff that like he wasn't even going to be on the playoff roster come like after, even if we won the first game, like he wasn't going to be on it for. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
It was just like, it was like 2 days ago that I read like, oh, Snow's not coming back. Like, you can kiss that goodbye.
And then like I woke up today from a nap and I checked Twitter and it was like, oh yeah, Snow's better than ever. Ran a 4.8 40 yesterday and he looked great. Like, what the hell's going on?
Okay. On a side note, from all the reading and stuff, have you guys subscribed to The Athletic?
I did for the 5 days, and then I have.
Yes. Best decision ever.
I got the Russo tweet back.
Best decision ever. I'm actually like, I'm so excited that they're doing it. I think it's gonna be awesome.
The Athletic,
like, is it just that great of stuff?
Yeah, it's just really good content, and it's continuous.
The content is top notch. I wish there was more, like, and I feel like there will be.
But like, 100%
Russo
there will be.
Is like the only writer that I read. Like,
we'll see what time I'm afraid of. I don't want to pay $3.99 or whatever it is. You know, that's super cheap, but whatever it is, just to read one guy.
Right.
Yeah, but dude, they have their own college football section, and they're actually like NHL heavy right now for the whole league.
Yeah, it's gonna grow like crazy. I feel like last week I saw a ton of writers announcing, yeah, I'm going to be writing for The Athletic.
No,
I think I saw that they got Peter Gammons today.
Yep, he had his first. And so, like, him and Ken Rosenthal on the MLB beat, whew, I'll take that any day.
Peter Gammons is, like, what? That's like signing Kobe Bryant right now. Peter Gammons, there's no way he still has his head. No way he still has. No, I'm not even being mean. There's no way. I remember watching that guy like 5 years ago mumble his way through a Baseball Tonight segment. Like, there's no way that guy's still.
He's on TV.
Is he? Maybe he's doing better than I thought.
The guy can write. He's 72.
The editor must be incredible.
All right, so before we get that, if you're listening and you want to try out The Athletic, I highly recommend it, especially if you're a Wild fan, because you got Russo, who might be the best beat writer in hockey. And then they got Philly's guy.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that. Well, they didn't get their beat writer. They kind of went an unorthodox route. He's like Tracks Advanced Stats and stuff like that. So it's fun to hear from him because he's, like,
he's an analytics
like our
guy.
Age. He's like, you know, mid-20s or whatever. And, yeah, he's – it's just kind of weird because he's not – like I said, he didn't write for a paper or anything. He wrote for the Bleacher Report one. It was like Broad Street Hockey or something like that.
Oh, yeah. The Sports
Nation.
Is it SB Nation?
He just tracked oddball stuff, like I said. But it was just interesting. And, like, he all, had, like, all the – I don't know, all the information on all the oddball stuff. And so I was really surprised that The Athletic was like, yeah, we're going to have him as the lead filler.
The Wild got an analytics guy now too for writing for
The
Athletic.
Russo's still like the head guy, right? Because
yeah. Oh yeah, Russo's like the main dude.
It's like 24
year analytics guy. Okay. What's that? Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just gonna say this analytics guy is the head of the Philly one. So it's like it's just weird. Like I don't know. He doesn't
that
have like articles with like talking to the team or anything like that. It's just his thoughts and like facts and numbers. I don't know.
Talking about Corsi and BABIP and wins above replacement.
VORP, stuff like that.
I'm only in favor of Corsi when it like backs up my like opinions.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Same with plus minus. I feel like I'd say it's garbage and I say it's great like 50,000 times a year.
Well, yeah, the Wild all, like, led the league in the, like, top five plus minus. So I'm like, plus minus is great, man. Like, I mean, you look at us, but this year I'm sure it won't be the same. And I'll be like, yeah, it's a garbage
stat. That's
where
I was last year because Philly's first line had the worst of any line in hockey last year. And I was like, fucking plus minus is nothing. They're all they're against all the top lines, like, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, something like that.
All right, so back to our main topic. We have Tuesday 7 or 7:30. Yankee Stadium.
Likely.
It's of course it's against the fucking Yankees.
Technically that's not 100% yet. The magic number is 1 between the Yankees and Boston, but it's safe to assume it'll be at Yankee Stadium.
I would do to get Boston right now, but yeah.
Boston.
I don't know. See, I did think ooh, Boston would be kind of nice, but this season is different, and there's no reason we should be here. The stats say we should be like in fourth place in the Central. All this and that. Maybe this is that mumbo jumbo in the universe where it's like, man, you know, it's time to exercise the demons.
Man. I'm not gonna lie. A win against the Yankees would almost, and it's so sad. But it's almost true. It would almost be like a World Series victory for for us in this situation.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, if we played a best of five series with the Yankees, no way we'd take it.
No chance.
One game is one game. It's baseball. Like, if you're playing 9 innings baseball, anything can happen. And you have your ace on the mound and you have your guys rested. Like,
I just want
it's a 50-50 shot.
Oh man, I want that game so bad.
could you imagine? Okay, so let's go best case scenario. Like what? Sano comes in late off the bench, pinch hits, and just puts one in the fucking cheap seats.
Oh my gosh! Just shuts up every Yankee fan at the place. Off like Robertson or fucking. Yeah.
No, it would have to be off Chapman, right?
Well, I was just thinking late. Yeah, anyone late. Yeah, you're right. I guess that.
One of their like 800 like good relievers.
Not, that's what I'm saying. Robertson is in like the fifth, sixth, and seventh, and then you've got Batantes in the eighth. Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, that's That's the thing with, like, that's going to be the tough part because we have to get to Severino, and that's no cakewalk.
and no joke, they're going to pull him if he's, like, in the fourth, if he's struggling at all, because they have
– yeah.
They have Green.
No, that's what they did 2 weeks ago.
Well, we haven't had to face Green yet, too. I feel like people don't even know about the fact that he throws triple digits and has – what is he? I think he's, like, third in strikeouts per inning this year. So it's just absurd. Like, they have, like, four guys that can touch triple digits. And
Green, Robertson, Betances, Chapman.
Yeah. And then you have Canale or Can – what's his name?
Pony or whatever.
Whatever. The other guy they got from the White Sox, that he was going to be there. He was their plan to close in Chicago before the Yankees were like, no, we want him as well. It's like, what in the world?
Yeah.
It's insane. It's so the key is we have to strike early,
have to.
Right?
Dozier's got it. Like, if there's ever a time for a classic Dozier solo shot right off the get-go.
To start the game.
Yeah, just a first pitch right down the middle. He'll, like, oh, that would be unreal. But the thing is, like, they have such a good bullpen, and then you look at Severino, he could be, like, top five in the Cy Young voting.
Well,
he's 14-6 with a 2.98 ERA and 230 strikeouts.
And that's the thing. His highs are so fantastic, but at the same time, and this is maybe just the optimistic Matt or whatever you want to say, his lows are low. I mean, I've seen him chased a couple of times early this season and control issues. Like, if we can run into that Severino.
He's young. That's got to, like, go to our advantage, right?
Has he
right?
thrown in this spot before? Like, even big playoff games at home at all? Like, do or die? I don't know if he has.
I don't think so.
Like, again, I'm an idiot, but I like to think that maybe he pitches terribly.
Well, he's our Berríos, right? Like, I would like Berríos could absolutely throw like a magical game and cash us in, but he has that blow up factor
right
now.
That's what I'm hoping for. Yeah, like more chances are Severino's going to pitch a gem, and we're going to have to pull out a late night miracle or late inning miracle in the bullpen. Correct, but I mean, part of me believes that we can touch him up early, and you know, we're having champagne earlier than we thought.
The Twins faced Severino on September 20th, just a couple weeks ago, and he threw 71 pitches in 3 innings, including 46 pitches in the 3rd inning, and then they yanked him.
See, there we go.
2 weeks ago.
See, that's why not? Like, why not again?
Okay, so on the on like the looking inside. Okay, so we've actually seen this dude pitch very recently. Like, all our guys have gotten good looks against him.
Yeah, and the one guy he hasn't seen is the one guy that, you know, we're all excited to have come back.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, things are kind of looking up for the guys.
And then at the same time, Irvin Santana went 5 2/3 against him 2 days before we knocked around Severino. 5 2/3, 2 earned runs, 7 hits, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. So that's like an above average.
We have to score 5 runs before the 6th-7th inning.
5? Oh, I hope it's not that bad.
I'm hoping for like a 4-1 game, 4-2, 3-1, somewhere in there.
That sounds legit though. Like, you're not far off, unfortunately. But man, I hope not.
Does Berríos pitch in a bullpen setting?
I don't think so.
For this game?
No.
Like, to have a young guy coming out of the bullpen when he's never been close to, like, a game of that nature.
It'd be hilarious
that's tough. I mean, like, he was lights out in the World Baseball Classic, I guess, so that's something.
Well, there you go.
I think this game you throw the kitchen sink, and if you need one strikeout in the 7th inning and we're up 2 and the bases are loaded, I think you bring
him
in.
That plus, I'd be here for Kyle Gibson, Chris Sale, first game 1 of the ALDS. That would be incredible.
watch for once in our lifetime Gibson, like, out duels him.
Like, even can you imagine Big Sexy throwing game 1 of the ALDS? Oh my god, I sound like
god.
Kids as kids about him.
Okay, so looking back, that game's awesome. Two major questions, and we'll wrap this up. first our argument, or not argument, discussion. If we don't make the playoffs, is Paul Molitor back next year? Like, hypothetically, like if we missed out on the playoffs.
I have two answers. One is yes, because I think he will be. And two is no, because I hope not.
Okay. I'm in the same boat. The only reason you can't fire, like, it depends upon how much we miss the playoffs by. If we miss it by 20 games or 30 games, like, or if we come close to 100 losses again, yeah, get his ass out of here. But if we miss it by five to 10 games, whatever, if we're like kind of in the hunt, even sniffing it, to take him from 100 losses to this, you just can't. And it sucks because, again, Petter, I want his ass gone like nobody's business. I've been preaching like no, oh, like crazy.
He does not manage a game well.
It's crazy. The guy could win Manager of the Year.
Oh, and that just makes
I saw someone's take on that. Oh, it was Dallas Braden. Like everyone, like they on starting nine, they talked about.
Yeah, it sounds between him and another guy.
Oh, yeah, they apparently discussed like the AL Manager of the Year, and like he like glanced over Molly for some reason and didn't even mention him, and then someone tweeted at him. He's like, "Oh, my bad. I should have mentioned him." And I'm just like, "No, you shouldn't.
Give it to
like, you." And nothing. This season is Fabian Lavigne through and through.
Well, for the first time, we juggled the lineup. Like if an old guy wasn't doing well, he was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan. I just feel like we play bit like we're the Yankees or the Red Sox or something like that, and we don't have a lineup like that. They do, and we miss multiple chances to get guys over with sacrifice bunts and shit like that, small ball. And instead, it's like, oh, no, we can't do it because fucking Castro's up. We can't get rid of his bat, and it just makes me want to vomit.
Yeah, the thing is, for the Twins to win a World Series, at some point, they're going to have to go through, like, a Cleveland Indians lineup against Tito, Terry Francona, and he's going to get torn to shreds. Like, Paul Molitor will not make it to a World Series.
But can you imagine if, like, again, this is the dumb, can you imagine if it does? That would, can you imagine if we, the Yankees, the Indians, then, or the Red Sox, then the Indians or the Astros, then just even get there. I don't care if we get swept. Like, we can get beat by 50 every game. I don't give a shit. That'd be fantastic.
Wouldn't that be some shit to see Molly outduel one of those managers?
That's the thing. Like, it's so far-fetched that we're just, like, living in dream world right now. Like, why? Like, that was the one condition that Terry Ryan had for the new front office. Like, Molitor has to manage this season. Like, just let them figure their stuff out and, like, let them have their own manager that they are comfortable with. Like, they might be comfortable with him. What do I know? Like, I'm just... But like, if they had their own guy, like I'm sure they do. They have this baseball genius in their back pocket that can do it. Like, I don't know if they fire Paul Molitor after this year, and like,
there's no chance they do now.
I'm just saying I wouldn't be mad.
Petter, I got to just pause this for a quick second. Skev, I'm watching TV right now, and Oklahoma State versus Texas Tech over-under tomorrow is at 85.
What?
I can't believe this is a real number. I've never seen an over-under that high.
What?
85.
Please tell me you actually paused this, because I'm going to hammer that.
No, this is. I'm putting this in the podcast.
I don't
like,
even, I don't even care. I'm going to that right now.
Petter, if you bet, you would know how outrageous this is. I can't state how crazy of a number 85 is.
I know, like, I know that much. Jeez.
Yeah, but you don't. You understand the number and you understand what it is, but you don't understand how rare it is to see it.
Well, I know how crazy it is that. That number is that high.
Skip, we hammering the over?
What? No. What is that game? Where is it?
Oregon State and Texas Tech.
That's got to be a late night one.
Like the two most high scoring offenses ever.
Is it like 11 on 5?
Yeah, it's just 7 on 7 drills apparently.
Stop this thing. Oh my. Wait. Oregon State versus Texas Tech?
Not Oregon State. I'm sorry. Oklahoma
Holy,
State.
I just saw it. My gosh, I got 84. I'm absolutely taking the under.
All right, back to baseball. Sorry, everyone.
Not sorry. What the hell is that?
Let's
okay,
go.
Continue.
Watch it be like a 57-50 game.
Yeah, it's gonna go double, guaranteed double overtime.
Oh my gosh, don't do that.
Okay, I had one more question. Oh man, all right, so we have Mulder. Oh, who's the Twins MVP of the regular season?
No,
Brian Dozier.
Dozier, okay, that's who I actually was thinking of. Skeb?
I think it has to be him. I'm a recency guy, so I'm trying to think Escobar or Polanco, but Dozier's just been so steady.
What about Buxton?
That's another good one.
If Buxton doesn't win the Gold Glove, I'm gonna fly off the handle.
Well, how about Tito saying that he's gonna be the best player in baseball in the next couple of years?
I don't think he's wrong.
I like that.
I couldn't agree more.
Especially with Francisco Lindor sitting at his shortstop spot.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'll take that every day of the week. I mean, don't get me wrong, his plays are incredible, but I guess I had to hear it from a guy like Tito's mouth in order to understand, like, yeah, he's going to be the real deal.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I don't, okay, do we, what about Irvin?
Hell no.
I disagree with pitchers being MVPs.
I don't know about that. You're telling me Kershaw isn't the Dodgers one for the last, I don't know, decade?
Decade, yeah.
I couldn't agree less with that one, Petter.
That's different.
I'm saying Doc Holliday was in Toronto's for however long.
Who's Boston's?
Dale was. He's fallen off the map. Probably still him. Who would you say? Devers has been the only one that's been like...
That's a team effort over there. Kind of how we are.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'd pick a hitter over Sale. I'd pick probably Mookie.
I had him all year.
He's been good.
I don't know. The thing about the Twins is it has been true next man up, where it's just a different dude stepping up every night.
And the fact that it's Escobar, the guy that I feel like I've cursed out more than anyone. Well, that's not true. Rosario, with the fact that he can't watch a first pitch or figure out how to run a base path. But, I mean, the fact that Escobar has done as well as he's done has been the biggest surprise for me this year, 100%.
Yeah, for sure. I think Polanco's mine.
Yeah. I guess I read stuff, like, he did very well in the minors, so I knew that he was kind of capable. But, yeah, for him to take this step was insane.
Well, to bat the three is insane.
No, it is really absurd.
Okay, let's put it this way. Which player in the Twins lineup, if taken out of the lineup, would like decimate this like team?
Joe.
You know? In the true like valuable sense.
That's the
I think it's Buck. No, I shouldn't say Buxton because we're loaded up with outfielders.
See, that's the question that defines like how good this team has been. Like, if you take any one guy out, like, it's still going to be a pretty good lineup. And if you would have told me that at the start of this year, if you would have told me that the Twins would have a decent lineup without Dozier at the, like, the top three, like, I would have probably just, like, laughed in your face.
It's just funny to me that, I mean, you've got a guy like Vargas who's got, what, 12 dongs or 11, well, however many he has, and that, what? How, I don't even know his at-bats, but it's not a ton. Like, you've got a guy like that who has the potential to, you know, hit close to 30, and we can't find a spot in our lineup for him. Like, that's being
I think Kenny Vargas is
no
trash.
No way. I'm a Kenny guy. I'm a big Kenny guy.
There's too many at-bats where he looks absolutely
that's
lost
fine.
For me.
I don't care if he strikes out a gazillion times. Hit me.
Just put one in that little restaurant in center field like he
go
did before.
1 for 4 every single night. Just give me go yard one. You go for 0 for 4 sometimes. Just hit me a home run, you know, 30 of them.
Speaking of striking out and hitting home runs, how do we get through this without talking about Aaron Judge?
You walk him. That's how.
That's how you walk. I was seriously going to say that.
You walk like, him every single time. Like, unless there's obviously someone on. There's someone on first, then I say give it a go, and you need one out or something.
How about first and third with two out?
Oh, you walk them. That's, give me bases, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm watching
like anything. How crazy is that? Like, and okay, like, can I give more numbers? I have numbers written down.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Okay, August for Aaron Judge. He struck out 41 times in a month.
Not great.
He batted 185 and hit 3 home runs.
In all of August?
In August.
Holy shit.
That's 1 month ago. In September, 29 strikeouts, down from 41.
Nice.
14 bombs and hitting 310.
I see you're going steroids.
So what have you done for me lately? And he's hot right now.
He's extremely hot right now, and he's up to 51 home runs, 112 ribbies, and he's hitting 284 on the year. You can't let him swing the bat.
You can't. I understand the August thing. You cannot. Like,
probably
he
not.
Was
do you think? I know he's going to get Rookie of the Year. He won't get MVP in my eyes. Yeah, but he won't. I think Altuve will get it, right? Yeah.
Altuve is the. Okay, Skev.
Yes.
Judge just passed Blackman for most fantasy points in our league.
Who won that, by the way?
You.
Oh, okay. Forgot. Okay.
What a move.
In case people are listening at home, is
you're only $700 richer.
I didn't even know the money.
What a fucking move.
Hey, I just forgot. I've had a couple shots tonight. You know, I just forgot whether I did get or not. I haven't checked this goal.
I didn't love
it. 2 week or 3 week championship or 4 week or a month. I didn't know.
Good for you. I'm so happy you pulled
Thank
that.
Thank you. I beat Petter in row. I beat both the Petters. I haven't been able to gloat yet. I beat both Petters. It's been a fun day in this fun week.
Did you send them both a broom?
I should have. No, I was a nice winner. I was, you know, gracious. Professional, just took the win, and now I'd like to gloat Petter, if I may.
He's not even happy about it. Okay. Here's an argument. What was it? He beat Judge beat McGuire's rookie record, right, for homers?
Yeah.
And he'll get Rookie of the Year, but how old is he?
27. 25?
Yeah, so can you even really count it like Rookie of the Year?
Yes.
Well, Chris Bryant came in at 24, I think, so I don't think he's that. I think he's like...
No way he was 24.
Isn't that true, Petter? Am I crazy?
I'm pretty sure he was 23 or 24.
Really?
He's 25 right now. He's a 92. He came into the, let's see here, 2015.
Shit, he was 23. 4th.
So, yeah, 23, going on 20. Yeah, I was a little off. Yeah.
Wow. I thought he was younger.
I think Judge is 25. I think on this podcast even, I said he was like 38 or something like that. But I think Judge is only 25. Let me check. Yeah, Judge is only 25 as well.
All right, my bad. All right, that's not as bad. I thought
that's
he was older.
Old.
Yeah, all right. I thought he was like 26, 27.
Well, I just 27. Hate him, so I'm here for the slander.
Well, I was saying, people are saying it's more like impressive than McGuire's, and I don't know about that.
I don't know either with the juiced baseball talk. I guess the juiced humans talk was it back in the day, so I don't know.
Yeah. Quickly, who's the NL MVP?
Oh.
I have to say Stanton. I wish it was Charlie Blackman, but it's Stanton.
Even though they didn't make the playoffs, right?
No. He has no help. He has no help.
Yeah, but I can you really give it to someone who didn't make the playoffs?
Yeah.
I
don't know.
Give it to someone outside. What he's done has just been incredible. It's been remarkable.
You can't hit 60 bombs and not win the MVP these days.
Did he get to 60?
He's at,
no, I think he's, I know, wow, he's at 50.
Isn't he at 59?
He's at 59. Got a weekend to do it.
Wouldn't that be some shit if they just don't pitch to him?
Well, that's like Altuve. He got injured like 3 hits away from 200 for the Howard. He's hit 200, had 200 hits for his entire career. He's 4 hits away and he got injured the other day, so he might not get.
Oh my God! He has 59 and 129 for ribbies. That's insane. Gosh.
Yeah, I think he's the one that we'd give it to.
I'd really like to see Charlie Blackman get it.
Oh,
but
come for it. I just, you know.
That's so insane. How is 60 homers? I can't comprehend that.
And like his home runs like aren't like they don't scrape the back of the fence or anything. Like those things are going.
Oh, they're like breaking the glass in the like the stadium.
The thing is too that sucks. Like Ryan said, is you got a guy like Blackman who got 36 dongs. He's leading the NL in hits with 208, and he's batting 328. And the guy's like he said is probably gonna get second or third. It just sucks.
And he has, like, what, 14 triples?
Yeah, exactly. He's second in slugging percentage. Well, I don't know what more this guy can do. And it's like, yeah, well, Stan hit, like, a trillion home runs, so we're going to go with him.
If Blackman does it away from Coors, I say he wins it, but...
All right, boys. Well, let's wrap this up. What do you say if the Twins win? We'll be back next week.
Win or lose will be almost... Yeah. More angry me, so that might be more than.
Yeah, if the Twins lose on Tuesday, don't expect a year from me in a couple months.
That was like me when the Wild lost.
I was so happy.
Yeah, we're like
boys. We got NHL hockey next week.
Philly starts in fucking all of them. They play in California. So I get 9:30 games to start the year. You gotta be fucking kidding me. I looked at it the other day. I was like, yeah, 9:30. Then we play the Kings. Then we play the Sharks again. It's like, you fucking kidding me.
Don't feel so bad. The Wild have like 2 games in their first 8 days. They get fucked again in the schedule.
I love that. Philly plays half the schedule before they get their second game in.
It's the worst, dude. I don't know. Like, one of our guys must have slept with like the schedule maker's wife.
We're like 4-7 by the time you guys get
this. Yeah, we're like 2-2 in year 4-7. It's just like, what the fuck?
3 guys injured.
Hey, at least your star player is getting in fights, so that's good.
I couldn't be happier. I'm so sick of people telling them, oh, you just fought Krejci, like, who cares? I don't give a shit if he fought McAvoy. I don't care who he fought. I'm so pumped that, like, that's Philly through and through. I'm here for it.
All right, boys. Well, everyone enjoy the game Tuesday. Hopefully we're right back at it, and enjoy your weekend, guys.
Have a good one.